Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Real Talk with the Wives. Happy wives create happy lives. Find out how it's done. Now that love's taken
over. Hey, good evening and welcome to Real Talk with the Wives. This is your girl, LB, the wife coach. And I just want to thank you all so very much for tuning into our monthly talk show. Now, look, it's a Wednesday evening in Atlanta. It's Wind Down Wednesday, so you have live music. Guess what? You could be anywhere you want it to be. But tonight, somehow, you're here with me. And for the next half hour, we're going to show you just how happy wives create happy lives. Now, guess what? This is episode number 7. Do you hear that? Episode number 7. We started this journey in February, and we've been truly honored to bring you the real talk with the real wives about real situations. So if this is your very first time tuning in, be sure that you come back every first Wednesday of the month, which is Wife Style Wednesday, where we get real on relationships, love, men, and of course, marriage. We're all about giving you the inspiration that you need to help you create the love that you want. In addition to being the wife coach, I'm also the very proud director of the Wives Society. You probably heard of them on social media. We are the official mentors for the Single Wives Club. So make sure you're following the Single Wives Club for daily empowerment. You don't have to be single to follow them. You get daily empowerment, business tips, and so many different pieces of information on that website. So make sure on that social media platform. So make sure you are following them. And for more information about the wives and who we are and to meet the wives, make sure you visit us at thewivessociety.org. Now, tonight's show is going to be absolutely amazing. But before we get into the show, I want to share just a few announcements with you all. DMV. I need everybody in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area to stand up. You're up next for the Work One-on-One book tour. This is actually stop number 6 out of 7 cities. We are on city number 6. And next Thursday, August the 11th, author Coriel and the Dream Team, we're bringing that tour to the nation's capital. I am beyond excited about this stop because this is actually a very special stop compared to the other cities, which are absolutely amazing. This is called Glam and Groom Night Out. You know what I mean? That means for my single ladies, there's going to be some men up in the house. So you want to make sure that you are there. In fact, Coriel is honoring 3 hardworking men. In every other city, she's been honoring working women. So make sure that you are there. If you are going to be attending, don't worry. Women, we are still going to be pampering you. You can grab your all-access pass at work, W-E-R-K, work101.com/tour. But if for whatever reason D.C. is not in the future for you, your brand and your business can actually make it to the stop. You can get mentioned. Because I'm not only the proud publisher behind Work 101, I'm actually the official MC on the tour. So there's still time to get your business in front of hundreds of new clients, potential clients, and to actually share that spotlight with best-selling author Coriel. So for more information, make sure you email me, coach@lakeiabrandenburg.com. Did y'all hear that the biggest, the baddest weekend is returning to Atlanta? It's called Work Pray Slay. We got the working women, y'all. It's October 21st through the 23rd. Make sure you're following Work Pray Slay on Instagram. You're going to be the first to know about everything that's going on. Tickets are on sale now. You can also search our official hashtag Work Pray Slay to catch the recaps from last year's events. I'm telling you, this is a weekend, a 3-day and weekend of empowerment, education, and entertainment. You have never experienced anything like this before. Mark my words, you don't want to miss it. And You don't want to miss this commercial break that we're about to take. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Real Talk with the Wives.
Power, passion, purpose is what drives the Gold Digger movement. We are an empowerment movement that provides apparel, a TV show, and an app to dynamic young women of all backgrounds across the globe. The Gold Digger app educates, entertains, and engages with our audience through our many innovative features. Download it now and connect with us at golddiggertv.com. Follow us on Instagram at golddiggertv. Open an Online Boutique is a small business development and marketing boutique designed to assist aspiring and established entrepreneurs with the tools and resources needed to open and grow a successful boutique business. We offer affordable classes, coaching programs, and services for business startup. We supply wholesale and manufacturer providers, and we break down e-commerce solutions for online stores. Visit us online at openanonlineboutique.com and on Instagram at openanonlineboutique.
Welcome back to Real Talk with the Wives. If you are just tuning in, I mean, you missed all the announcements, but you're really in for the best part of the show because we're about to get real. Now, tonight's guest calls herself a marital influencer. She's a lifestyle blogger with a mission to shine a positive light on marriage and love. Her work has been featured on HuffingtonPost.com, and she prides herself on sharing lessons from past mistakes. Y'all hear that? In hopes that her audience can learn from them and flourish in their own relationship. Please help me welcome Mrs. Jonae King.
Hello, hello. How you doing, LB?
Hey, Miss Lady, how are you?
I am well. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on the show. I just have to just start by saying thank you because let me tell y'all, first of all, how I met Jonae. Just like I'm meeting everybody else, pretty much, I met her on Instagram, right? We meet everybody on Instagram. And I just have to tell you all that it was an Insta connection. Like your passion for marriage, your passion for, you know, helping wives understand their position. It's just such a blessing to find real, authentic people who are walking in their truth. And I just love your energy. I just love everything about you. So thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to share you with the listeners.
I appreciate that. The feeling is definitely mutual. Yes, it was a definite instant connection because we both have the same vision and the same ideas. So for sure.
Well, absolutely. Well, speaking of the vision and idea, you know, for those listeners who may not be familiar with who Jonae is, I want you to introduce yourself. Tell them who you are as this lifestyle blogger and marital influencer.
Okay, well, like Lakia said, my name is Jonae King of Natorious.com. I am a lifestyle blogger and marital influencer. I am married, of course. I have four beautiful children of a blended family. And my mission is just to bring back positivity into marriages, love, and make sure that everyone keeps truth into their marriage. That's important to me. So I'm not your average, you know, what I've heard. I'm not your average person that talks about marriage, and I just keep it 100% real. I talk about all my mistakes. I talk about all my accomplishments to hope to encourage someone that is listening. So I always say making marriage seem just as easy as it is not, and encouraging couples, one couple at a time.
Say that again. Making marriage seem as easy as it is not.
Yes, I say
I like that.
Yes.
That
is, well, that is what I live by. Mm-hmm.
Well, help me understand this. Tell me some things that you've learned, because this is not, you have been married how long?
I've been married for 2 years coming up on the 24th of this month. But I was married before.
Yes. So let's talk about the previous relationship, because one thing you said about you is that you like to keep it real. And so, of course, knowing that you have been married previously, there were some things that you possibly have learned that have helped you to make this next go-round better. So tell us about the lessons that you learned from the divorce and how it's helped you improve your new marriage.
Sure. Okay, well, what I learned from my divorce is to love on purpose. My divorce was, well, my previous marriage was to someone that I married because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. That's what I was told I should have done. It was someone who had a love for me, and I was told, well, if he loves you, then that's all that matters, which is totally wrong. I was young, and I just figured, okay, that this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to marry someone who loves me, and yeah, that didn't work out because I'm a lover by nature. So the fact that I was being loved but I couldn't share that love with someone else definitely taught me a great lesson. You have to marry and love on purpose. It's easy to go through, like we said, you know, making marriage seem just as easy as it isn't. When you're married to someone that you're not in love with wholeheartedly, it's very hard to make it work when things are rough. So that is my biggest lesson that I've learned. That's the biggest lesson that I learned, is to just love on purpose. Make sure you're in love. Make sure that that's somebody that you'll love when you don't feel like loving them, you know?
Loving them when they appear to be unlovable, right?
Exactly, exactly.
So you said your first marriage, you were young. How old were you when you first got married?
I was 21. And I was married for 9 years. I was married for 9 years, and we were together for 11 years. But, of course, those years were up and down, and there was some gaps in, you know, communication and where we lived. We lived in different cities at the time, so there was a lot of stress on the relationship altogether. But again, if there was more love there, then I'm sure it would be more doable versus the love being one-sided. It wasn't quite that doable.
Right. And honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, Jonay, I feel like my mom or someone told me something similar, like, you know, he needs to love you more than you love him, or some type of twisted advice, you know, that came from somebody who wasn't a successful marriage, you know. So it's amazing that, you know, those are some things that we were taught and how that actually affected the decisions we made with the mates that we have chosen, you know, or actually chose in the past. So as far as being, you were 21, and research is showing that a lot of people are waiting. Many people are waiting a little longer to get married, mid-30s, early 40s. In fact, you just wrote a blog about somebody who just got married after 10 years. And I wanted to know, again, this is the lifestyle blogger we're talking to, so I would love for you to kind of give us a little bit so that everybody can go to the website and check it out. But give us a little bit on what inspired you to write that blog.
First, it's about Misty Copeland, and I am absolutely in love with everything that she represents. You know, she's breaking all boundaries, the ballerina that broke the boundaries of 75 years of a top ballet company. That's what drove me to write that post about that person. But I did talk about waiting and why she may have chosen to wait, simply because, like you said, people do it young, and we have a lot of learning to do. At that age, you feel like you know everything, but, you know, a decade later, you realize, well, crap, I didn't know much of anything. So what encouraged me to write that was just, I have a lot of readers that are not married and are looking to get married and are feeling the pressure. So I felt that that would be good for my audience to hear, that someone as accomplished as Misty Copeland waited a decade before she married someone that she's, you know, she was with and loved deeply, but she wanted to make sure, well, I believe she wanted to make sure that that's the right step to take, because
right.
her mother was married four times, and she witnessed four mm-hmm. failed marriages, and that's not something you want to repeat, you know? So
absolutely,
that was the reason I wrote that. But, yeah, if anybody wants to read that in its entirety, it's natorious.com, N-A-E-T-O-R-I-O-U-S.com, and it's the first article on the blog. So, yep, that's
absolutely.
What inspired me to write that.
I love mm-hmm. that. And, again, giving you hope that it's okay. Sometimes it may take a little longer, but I would rather for – you know, me to take a little longer. My husband and I dated off and on for 10 years before we actually made the decision to move forward, instead of making mm-hmm. that decision quickly and then ending up in a situation where, you know, you just dated and you're about to break up, or you're in
exactly.
Keisha Knight Williams, you know, situation, you know. So
right. I wrote about her too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So the wait sometimes is beneficial because there's so much that comes with living the rest of your life with somebody. So I appreciate you, you know, just sharing that. And I, again, check that blog out on her website, natorious.com. Black Wives Matter.
Yes, they do, girl.
Really quickly, too. Yes, we do. When I say Black Wives Matter, y'all, I absolutely love this movement. So I want everyone to understand what prompted you to start this movement and the vision that you have for it ultimately. Because, of course, we know what's going on with Black Lives Matter, and I thought it was mm-hmm. a very cute, you know, concept. However, I believe there's so much more power and a message behind it than just having a cute little saying, Black Wives Matter. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, the Black Wives Matter movement is so much more than a T-shirt. I started the Black Wives Matter movement because we pride ourselves as Black women. We pride ourselves in putting ourselves last, and we end up doing for everyone else, your spouse, your children, your job. We do everything for everyone else, and then with the sip of tea that's left in our little bank, that's what we choose to nourish ourselves, which is so wrong.
Yeah.
Because we are the backbone of the family. So how is it that we can do for the family as the backbone if our backs are broken? So I encourage my wives to invest in self-care, so the care that we give unto our spouses can be that much, so much more than a shirt. Of course, I have the shirts and, you know, they're selling and it's doing great, but the movement is so much bigger than the apparel. So I just want my wives to know that you matter so much more, and it's okay. I mean, we all love our families, you know. It's okay to be in love with your family and your husband and your children. That's great, but what are you doing for you? You cannot pour from an empty cup. You can't physically do it. So that is what, you know, and we as Black women, we pride ourselves on that. You know, you hear about it all the time. You pride yourself on, oh, yes, I do this and I work this hard and I'm cooking and
right.
I'm cleaning and I'm washing. And you haven't mentioned one thing that you've done for yourself. People ask me what
mm-hmm.
I do for myself. I get my rest. I'm very...
Yes.
I'm very serious about my naps. I'm serious about my quiet time because I can't give to you what I haven't given to myself. So Black
Love
Lives
that.
Matter is just changing that mindset, LB, really changing that mindset to where we focus on ourselves so we can focus even more on our husbands and families. That's the movement.
Absolutely. And we're losing just a little bit. You still there, Jonae?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, just lost that last point. Can you make that last point again about the husband? I heard you say something about a husband. I got excited.
No, I said that we can't give to our husbands and our families if we haven't given to ourselves. So
yes.
The Black Wives Matter movement is just to really hone in on self-care and self-love, because although we love our families and we love our husbands, we have to love ourselves first.
Absolutely.
And that's something that we don't do.
Oh, I love it.
That is something
absolutely.
We don't do. Yeah.
No, that's perfect. I love it. So understanding that Black Wives Matter, make sure that y'all understand what she's saying behind that. Again, self-love, taking care of self. That's why I always say it's okay to be a little selfish, because you
yes.
have to be full and overflowing, actually. I always tell my when I'm coaching my clients to serve from a glass that's overflowing, so that you
yes.
will never be empty. You know, you have
absolutely.
To serve from the overflow so that you will ultimately. So I absolutely love it. I have my shirt. I'm waiting to get my hair done so I can take my picture and post it for you. But I do have my shirt, and I will be rocking my tee. But before we get into my next segment, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere, Jonae, everybody listening in. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Real Talk with the Wives.
Meet Queenette. Founder of Love Ameka is a globally recognized dating and relationship coach. She helps purpose-driven women date with clarity, confidence, and conviction so they can meet and marry Mr. Right without the drama. Over the past 11 years, she has been trusted to deliver sound advice that leads individuals and couples to enjoying the benefit of entering in and staying in a healthy, long-term relationship. Queenette has been given numerous awards that exemplify her ability to connect and help individuals achieve their personal goals. Through her uniquely structured and nurturing approach, Queenette brings out the best in her clients by helping them embrace life's challenges to overcome and achieve their desires. Book a free clarity call with Queenette at loveameka.com. Do you know your purpose? Have you discovered the path to your dream? Are you ready to turn your pain into a paycheck? These are just a few questions you'll get the answer to in Work 101, Get Your Life Together Guide. Unleash the queen within by becoming the woman you've always wanted to be. With worksheets, journal prompts, and over 75 health, wealth, and lifestyle lessons. This guide is sure to inspire you to pick up the pieces, discover your purpose, and make a meaningful change in your personal and professional life. Get your copy of Work 101, Get Your Life Together Guide, and download tons of free resources at work101.com. That's W-E-R-K, work.
You can wish for it, or you can work for it.
You got to work for greatness.
If you ain't working, you should be working.
Come on, let's work.
All right, welcome back to Real Talk with the Wives. Jonae, can you hear me, love? Jonae.
I am here.
There she is. I thought I lost you. I said, no, I can't lose you on the best segment of the show.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Come on now. Okay, perfect. Well, I want you to get right into it. Do you believe that there are some bad times in marriage? And if so, because I already know your answer, just share one situation or season in your marriage that you would label as bad.
Okay, the season that I would label as bad would be a lack of communication. That was an issue that we once had. Yes, that was a bad season where we just couldn't connect on the communication. There was either a lot of times we were afraid to even bring up issues in fear of having an argument, when in actuality, not discussing those issues were an argument in itself. So that was a bad space. Yes.
Okay. But, so we can agree that things can be bad, but can marriage also be ugly?
Yes, marriage can definitely be ugly. Now, with it, within my marriage, again, like we talked about earlier, I was married before. I have children from my ex-husband. So blending a family with someone who is not ready to blend, I'll put it that way. That made our marriage extremely difficult and ugly. Yes, when blending a family, everybody has to be down for the blend.
On the same page, right? Yeah. Down for the blend.
They got to be down for the blend.
Okay.
Yeah. So
all right. So
that was definitely
the blended family got a little ugly for you. Okay. All right.
It definitely
did. We know that all things work together for the good. And we're going to actually wrap up this segment with a word of inspiration from you today. Won't you share the good that marriage brings?
The good that marriage brings is just knowing that you have someone that you can completely confide in, knowing that you have that person that you can count on. That's the greatest part of marriage, just having someone that you can laugh with, having someone that you can talk to and not be judged by.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of marriage. That part of marriage I wouldn't trade for anything. That soulmate, that chemistry that you can't get with anyone else. You can't share that with anyone else because you're not connected to anyone else. The way you connect with your spouse is irreplaceable. So that is the good of marriage. That
Absolutely.
Good outweighs the bad, and it definitely outweighs the ugly. So you just have to hone in and focus on the good so they'll be greater.
I love
greater
that.
Time.
Focus on the good, but it'll be greater. See, that's real talk. Jonay, thank you, love, so very much
you
for joining
welcome.
Us tonight. No, but wait a minute, because I know you have teamed up with some amazing women. I want you to share this upcoming event that's happening right here in Atlanta. Tell us about that, and also tell our listeners how they can connect with you on social media.
Absolutely. So we have myself, Allison Jones of LiveLifeWell.com, and Ashley Adams of the SocialWivesClub.com. We have partnered to create a More Than a Wifey brunch. Again, we talked about the Black Lives Matter movement, and this kind of goes hand in hand because you want to have something to yourself. So this is for the wives to get out and have a good time, bottomless mimosas, great snack bites, brunch bites, swag bags, giveaways, concert tickets. Is going to be a great time. So it's on August 13th from 11 to 2. And you can get your tickets at bit.ly/wifeybrunch. bit.ly/wifeybrunch. And on social media, I am at Natorious on Instagram. And on Twitter, I am at I am Natorious. So that's kind of confusing. So I am Natorious on Twitter. I am Natorious on Facebook. Natorious
You on Snapchat?
Girl, no, I have not joined the Snap Revolution, but I see that Instagram is giving me my time to shine. So I will be doing my Insta Snap or whatever it's called on Instagram, and my handle is at Natorious on Instagram, and that is my most active platform. So, again, my website, and you can find all my platforms on my website, and it's www.natorious.com. And if anyone wanted a T-shirt, a Black Lives Matter T-shirt, that is at natorious.com/shop. Real simple, real easy, but, yeah, we have some apparel there. And that's it. So, yeah, we're
Absolutely.
Really excited for next weekend. Already next weekend. Yeah. Next weekend.
It is already
so,
next weekend.
Yeah.
Well, again, we are super excited that you stopped by to share, you know, some wife style wisdom with us. And much success to your upcoming event. I know that it is going to be amazing. Again, make sure you connect with her on social media. Janae, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate you, lady.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, love.
All right, take care.
All right, guys, tonight's episode was brought to you by Jasmine Womack. She is the author of 20 Pearls of Wisdom, because you hold the key to creating the woman you want to be. For more information on how you can sponsor a show, just email us, thewivesandsinglewivesclub.com. Very special thanks to Jonay for stopping by the studio and to all of our faithful monthly listeners. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next month, same time, same place, first Wednesday of the month, for more Real Talk with the Wives. And remember, happy wives create happy lives. And that's Real Talk. Good night.